Hello.
Hi Anna, it's Michael from MMA League. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. The line just went dead.
Yeah. I'm just coming in.
So have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of anxiety or depression, Anna?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and do you take medication from your GP, Anna?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had any sort of any issues with addictions, Anna?
Yes, alcohol. Okay.
Is your GP aware of your alcohol and codeine addiction?
Pardon?
Is your GP aware of your alcohol and codeine addiction?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you, I've got real tough one, and this is the one that I've been asking for, I am truly, truly sorry. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Anna?
Yes, numerous times.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry you thought that was your funeral.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Were you ever hospitalized with any of those suicide attempts?
Yes. When I was 14, I got my stomach pumped. And I jumped into the river and I was put into the med pack and went all those bottles.
Okay. Jump into the river.
I've done that twice.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Anna, is I'm going to take your GP's details, if that's okay, and I'm going to write to your GP.
Yeah.
I'm going to request all of your medical records from your GP. I'm also going to write to the hospital that you were taken to on the suicide attempt, and I'm also going to write to the mental health hospital that you were in for the second suicide attempt. So I'm going to take them details off you now, if that's okay. So can I take your GP practice details, please, Anna?
It's Dr. Robson. Robson.
Yeah, I...
Charlotte's Street Surgery.
Blockfield Road.
Yeah. I just have a picture of it.
Okay. Blockfield one where?
Pardon?
Blockfield one where?
Blockfield, yes. One.
Just going to see if I'm just going to Google it. So I've got the postcode.
Did you get Charlotte Street all right?
Yeah. So it's called the Charlotte Medical Practice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Charlotte Surgery, Rockfield Road. Okay. Charlotte Surgery, Rockfield Road, and that is complete. And that is DG Trail. DG Trail. And BH. Right. BH. Okay. And use. And how long have you been with that GP for now?
All year. I couldn't tell you how long.
Okay. So the next one is I need to the hospital that you admitted to for me.
Mid Park. Well, it was Dunfermline Royal Infirmary.
Okay.
To begin with, and then I went into Mid Park Mental.
Yeah, so I think I'm a free story of the family first, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, got that. Medical. I'm roughly what you in the Dumfries World and Family. You say at 14.
Pardon?
Did you say at 14 your stomach was pumped?
Yeah.
So that'd be in 1994?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and can I take the mid park, is it?
Mid park, I don't know if that's all I guess.
Okay. Alright, I'll do that one, can you say?
Pardon?
Hospital's increased, yeah?
Yeah.
This is it. Bank End Road. Please. Teach you that. 4 PM. Okay. And roughly when did you end Banfield? Mid-Park, sorry.
I was only in for 2 weeks.
Okay, and what year roughly?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
How old was you?
Probably, it was maybe 6 years ago, I think. Roughly. My memory's really terrible.
So roughly about 6 years ago?
Maybe longer.
Okay, so should we say 2019? It was 7 years ago. Okay, so I've got those three three institutions, which is Charlotte Seat Surgery, Rockfield Road, Dumfries, the Dumfries Royal Infirmary, and I've got the Mid Park Hospital. I'll write to those three medical institutions as well as the two care settings you give us, which is the Lady Care Children's Home and High Trees in Scotland. I'll write to the social services and the education authorities on it about your
planning. I've been to Renzi House as well.
Where have you been, sorry?
The Renzi House as well.
The Wendy House, can you check? My trees, baby care. And what you believe is called the Wendy House?
It was called the Wendy House. That was when I was younger.
Okay. Here we are. Hold on one sec. Can you share the Wendy House for me, please? The Wendy House is a care setting. Please. Yeah, my colleague is going to say a few photos on her.
Yeah. In Creswell Gardens.
Creswell Gardens?
Yeah.
Can you go and annotate and add it to her application, please? Yes, please. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, we'll get that on for you, Anna. College father, found the address.
Right, thank you.
That's no problem. We'll get that added to your file. So we'll write to the social service department at the two care sessions that you were in. When I get the information back, Anna, from your time and care, do you want me to share that information with you?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what we'll do, Anna, is when I get all the information back from your social services department, I'll send you all the information now, I guess. And we'll go through it together, you and I.
Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable, or you're not comfortable, should I say, with me, I can get one of my female colleagues to run through it with you. It's not a problem. What we'll do is we'll go through that. You'll go through all of your time and care with one of our team. Make sure that you're happy with all the evidence that we've collected or collated for you. And then we'll go through all of your statements as well for each of your care sessions, just to make sure that, you know, that you have everything in there that you're happy with. We'll then, once we've done that, we'll then add all of your, obviously, your medical records. We'll add all your medical records to your case, and then we can obviously do what's called our final submission, Anna, through the Scottish Sea address. Just to give you an update of what we've done so far is, we've wrote to Scottish Redress and we've given them notice that we are claiming on your behalf. They've accepted your claim, Anna. They've given us an application number, and they've recognised us as a law firm, or MMA as a law firm, should I say. So when we do what's called our final submission, it's when we present them with all of the evidence that we've gathered on your behalf. So they're waiting on our evidence, if you like. So once we've done what's called a final submission on it, we then wait a panel date. And so a panel of individuals will the judge will preside over our case. That's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And then hopefully we'll, from there, Anna, we'll get you the recognition that you deserve. And also an offer of financial compensation.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Anna, about that process?
No.
Can pay for any questions you have for me?
Well, how long will it take?
How long will it take? It's difficult to say, Anna. The reason being is obviously we're dealing with local authorities, you know, government institutions, so your medical records will probably take anywhere between 6 and 8 weeks to come back into us. your time in care record could take us anywhere up to 7 months.
Right.
Obviously, as a law firm, we do everything in our power, and everything we have inside of our arsenal to get the information back as quickly as possible. But again, we are dealing with government institutions and civil servants, so it's not the quickest. But because if you look at long, you know, worst case 10 months.
Yeah, that's
to get the information back. Is that okay, Anna?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So just obviously due to the sensitive nature of this case and these cases, Anna, I'm obviously aware about to embark on probably our largest body of work for you. I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available for you. If you're still happy for me to continue, then obviously gladly I will. But I just need to make sure that you are aware of them on this recorded call for our compliance team. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Just so you know, Anna, you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Free Address. It is something that you can do as an individual. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that is an option for you. Option two, Anna, is there are other law firms out there in Scotland and England and Scotland that will help you apply to the Scottish Free Address and won't charge you any fees. The reason that they won't charge you fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client then loses or draws this fees.
Right.
Now, so they get paid, you know, whatever, should we say. As a fellow law firm, I can't go into or discuss with you, you know, what those law firms would do for you. But probably more importantly, I know what those law firms don't do for or won't do for you. All I can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We don't accept a handout from the Scottish Government. And we definitely don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either. What we do with you as a client of ours is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. What that means, Anna, is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. And for us as a business to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. So our fates are tired, Anna. We don't get money for nothing, if you know what I mean. We've got to go out and fight for you. Obviously, the more you get, the more we get, so it's in our best interest. Our fees are under a cap at 16% plus class. What does that mean? That means no matter how much work and time and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 16% plus class, which will net you out just under 20%. So you'll never pay us more than 20%, Anna. On the no fee side, because you've been through such emotional hardship throughout your life because of your time and care, we as a law firm will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are unsuccessful with your case. So what that means, Anna, is if we don't get you compensation, you will never pay us any money. You won't come looking for any sort of fees from yourself.
No, I understand.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Do you understand those two options I've just given you, Anna?
Yes.
And are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Anna. Just to let you know, Anna, you signed our no win, no fee agreement on the 25th of March. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period, which runs out on the 8th. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period on the 25th, I can restart that today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, happy for us just to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and you can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you, Anna. Waive the 14-day cooling off period. The cooling off period, I know, is just a, you know, we won't do anything on your case until after the 14 days, and then we can start waiving on your case without actually having care and any costs. It just gives you 2 weeks to change your mind, if you like.
All right.
Are you happy to keep the 14-day cool-off period, or are you happy yeah. you like to waive it?
No, I'm happy to carry on.
So you're happy to waive the 14-day cool-off period?
Pardon?
So you're happy to waive the 14-day cool-off period so we can start
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect, thank you. Anna, you have my number now. Obviously, James handed you over, but obviously I rang you back. This is my direct line. There's only a couple of us here in this side of the business. But if you need me for anything, my name's Michael. I'm going to be the case handler throughout your case. If you need to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, you can always pick up the phone and have a chat with me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
No, no.
Okay, perfect. If you need me for anything, Anna, just give me a call. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. Yeah, and if you need to have a chat with me or anything, just give me a ring on this number, and I'll call you straight back.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you, Anna. Hopefully, see you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.